Up until about 5 minutes ago, I didn't see one vehicle that was in the bus lane, but obviously as time goes on, this particular area of Luton, the Bury Park area, we know it does get extremely busy. So we are seeing a queue of traffic now heading towards the main roundabout where you go into the town centre. Now, on the left-hand side, there is the bus lane, and in the last 5 minutes or so, quite a few people have been using that bus lane, so they can expect to get a fine very, very soon.
Do you think they're doing it because they're trying to save time, or they just don't realise they're making a mistake?
Well, from what I've seen this morning, only from what I've seen, it certainly looks like people are trying to save time, because clearly, when there was no build-up of traffic here, people were not using the bus lane. Well, now there is a queue of traffic up to the roundabout. People are starting to use that, potentially to save time, could be running late for work, something like that. But certainly, as traffic builds, more and more people are using this bus lane.
But are there any signs up saying, do not drive in the bus lane?
There's one sign here, which is quite a clear sign, as you're coming up towards the bus lane, which says bus lane enforcement cameras. So that there's clearly a sign there that says you should not be using the bus lane, and if you are caught, you could be fined.
So what do local drivers think about it, who you've been speaking to this morning?
Well, I've been speaking to drivers just outside the petrol station here in Bury Park, some mixed views, and this is what they've been saying to me. Well, Colin, you're from Milton Keynes, but your brother lives in Luton, so you often drive in the town. First of all, did you know the cameras were actually being switched on today?
I didn't know.
And what's your reaction to that?
It's quite shocked, really, because no one told me there was going on, or I wasn't aware there was going on. Nothing, no signs to say there was going on.
And again, just being completely honest, have you ever driven in a bus lane to get somewhere quicker?
Probably have, yes, to be honest. I have.
So that's why you're disappointed?
Yes.
I mean, the taxi drivers are saying it does cause a real problem because people like yourself do occasionally use them.
Yeah.
Do you think there can be any excuse if you are caught in a bus lane?
Yeah, I think if you don't know the town, you wouldn't necessarily know you're in a bus lane anyway.
Now, Rashid, you're a taxi driver, so I presume you're in favour of people, if they are caught in the bus lanes, to be fined?
Yes, that's right. I am in favour of that. It cut down a lot of traffic. At least the traffic will flow, you know, quite nicely. So only the taxi driver, the priority cars, you know, they can go through the bus lanes and that.
Is it really that bad? Do hundreds of motorists every day, from what you've seen, use the bus lanes on purpose?
Yes, that's correct. You'd be surprised. I mean, you know, if you was here on a normal day, people just come from, you know, left, right and centre and just use the bus lanes. You'd be quite surprised.
Let's just say somebody's coming to this area for the very first time. They are new to the area. They may be getting lost, trying to find somewhere. They may stray into one. Have you got any sympathy whatsoever?
Obviously, law is a law. So, you know, if you're new, you can understand that. Obviously, if I'm going to somewhere quite new and, you know, just going to a bus lane where I don't know properly, but, you know, it's just one of those things.
So, Evan, from today, these bus lane cameras are going to be switched on. Did you know about that at all?
No, I had no clue, mate.
Have you ever used the bus lanes before?
I have. Because if you come to the roundabout, you have to cut into a bus lane to turn left.
And the council was saying, it's not there to make money. We are there to enforce restrictions because we need to keep the buses moving. But they are going to be making over £75,000 a year, we believe, from these cameras. What's your reaction to that?
I think that's wrong. I just think that's wrong there.
Well, people are obviously not happy this morning, Justin, but I was just wondering, listening to the people's reaction who you spoke to earlier today, since you've been stood in Bury Park by that bus lane, how many buses have actually used it?
Not many. Got to be completely honest with you.
More cars than buses have been
exactly.
Using the bus lane.
So not many buses have been coming on. It's an interesting point there from Evan towards the end there, because people that know the Bury Park area of Luton, they know as they come out of Bury Park, you come to the main roundabout and the bus lane actually merges into what can be described as a normal lane. So I think that's going to be the major problem there, because that to anybody new coming to this area is very, very confusing. And the last thing you want is a £60 fine for not intentionally doing something wrong.
Do you think it needs more warning signs in advance of that particular piece of the road?
Potentially, yes, but then again, there is a sign there that says bus lane enforcement cameras. I made a mistake about 3 or 4 years ago. I was in London and I got caught in a bus lane, and again, it wasn't intentional, I just got lost. So from that moment onwards, I have always been extremely careful where I've been driving.
How much was the fine?
The fine was about 75 quid.
Yeah.
It was a lot of money. So, you know, especially now, a lot of people haven't got that type of money. So I think maybe, just maybe, that there needs to be more signs, but I think the majority of people understand that if you're going to be in a bus lane, there's every chance you might be fined.